This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, and FM 93.7. Two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for helping America move along. And we want to make a special announcement there, and thanks to our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx and UPS and bulk mail haulers out there getting the job done, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel, and, of course, our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We are on Gab. We are on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That would be thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, out there in balmy, sunny, warm, and wonderful California, where Nancy Pelosi lives, it's none other than Kyle Warren, a professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
The only thing is it's not too balmy. All right. They're going to go back in because they've had enough here. It's balmy out here, so they want to go back inside and go back to sleep. Their shift is over.
Yeah, I can imagine, yeah.
Are you ready? Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. For which it stands.
Of the United States of America.
Yep. And let me get this. I just got distracted here. Doggone it. I hate that. Something just popped up in front of me here. All right, an alarm bell. Let me do this over again. Let's start this over again because I had something popped up here. All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag. Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words under God. Yeah, I had one of my little program alarms light up here, so it flashed in front of me and it sidetracked everything I was doing because that immediately got my attention. So anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about what Donald Trump might have said or might have thought about all the stuff that was going on there. And I think I got about 2 minutes of audio from Trump talking about his response to Biden's State of the Union address. Let's see here. Maybe I do, maybe I don't.
Here's the real State of the Union. Over the past 2 years under Biden, millions and millions of illegal aliens from 160 different countries have stormed across our southern border. Drug cartels are now raking in billions of dollars from smuggling poison to kill our people and to kill our children. Savage killers, rapists, and violent criminals are being released from jail to continue their crime wave. And under Biden, the murder rate has reached the highest in the history of our country. Biden and the radical Democrats have wasted trillions of dollars and caused the worst inflation in half a century. Real wages are down 21 months in a row. Gas prices have soared and are now going up much higher than even before. And the typical American family is paying $2,200 in increased energy and food costs each year. Joe Biden's weaponized Justice Department, and I'm a victim of it, is persecuting his political opponents. His administration is waging war on free speech. They're trying to indoctrinate and mutilate our children. He's leading us to the brink of World War III. And on top of all of that, he's the most corrupt president in American history, and it's not even close. But the good news is we are going to reverse every single crisis, calamity, and disaster that Joe Biden has created. I am running for president to end the destruction of our country and to complete the unfinished business of making America great again. We will make our country better than ever before, and we will always put America first. Thank you.
Well, what do you think?
Well, of course, a lot of those, he's hitting a lot of the same marks that it almost sounds like 2016, doesn't it? Because of the border crisis, of all the other things that he's talking about. And then, of course, bringing it all back home with the idea that, well, this is why I'm running for president. Now, of course, we'll watch how that campaign evolves, perhaps. But the general message, Captain, is one that I don't think many Americans would necessarily disagree with, that things have gone off track. In fact, the large majority of the country thinks it's going on the wrong track. A smaller majority thinks that it's on the right track. So, you know, I don't know what planet the Democrat administration is living on to give us a State of the Union like we've just seen.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do know with all certainty here that, of course, Donald Trump is running for president. He seems to be the leader in the clubhouse most everywhere. That may be iffy in some situations, but I'll call him the leader in the clubhouse. Fair enough?
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Kyle Warren, stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All right, well, we already had the break, so we're back. And I'm just thinking out loud about Nancy Pelosi and her husband, Paul, who was introduced in the gallery last night. And he was wearing a hat. I don't know why he was wearing a hat, like a, you know, like a Chicago gangster hat. But anyway, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, is brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. That's a company that I've been endorsing for a number of years now. Mike Lindell, I've met a couple times, and I've talked to him on the phone a couple times as well. Last time I met him was at CPAC over in Orlando about a year ago. And I need to tell you that if you haven't paid attention to the all-new website, MyPillow.com, you need to go over there and you need to look at the brand new 2.0 pillows that he has. These are brand new pillows. He's got a hell of a deal going. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one free. Now, what that means is the pillows that range from $19.95 on up to $49.95, you're going to save a bunch of money on the size, whatever size you go to get, and it's going to definitely be something that you're going to want to do. These pillows are being made to where they keep you a little bit cooler at night than what they have been, so you don't need to worry about sweating on the pillow and all that sort of stuff, which a lot of people have that problem. They wake up in the morning and their pillow's soaking wet, and they don't realize why, but that's not going to happen with my pillow. The other thing is, he's got tremendous deals over there. I've been telling you for quite some time about the six-piece towel set. You can save $50 over there on that. The bath towels are damn near the size of a beach towel. Never seen anything quite like it. The hand towels are almost the size of a bath towel. And the washcloths are almost the size of a hand towel. They're all big, they're all oversized, and it's really good. Something you're going to like. And you can save $50 right now. You get it for $39.98 instead of $89.98 for the six-piece set. You can also go over there, and along with the pillows and along with the towels, you can save a lot of money on the sheets. The sheets
same scenario, knocking a bunch of money off there. But where you go to save the money is the radio listener specials page right there on the homepage. Go into that page. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's the promo code CAPTAIN on MyPillow.com. And you'll find out what that will open up for you in terms of savings. Now, you can call them on the phone, too, at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Call them on the phone, and you'll get some great specials there, too. Just tell them that your promo code is CAPTAIN, and away you go. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, radio listener specials page on the website, and the phone number is 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, CAPTAIN.
How's Mrs. Professor doing with her stuff she got?
Well, she loves it. You know, we sleep on the Giza sheets every night. We both have a MyPillow. In fact, everybody in my family has a MyPillow. And she loves her slippers, and I love mine because I got them for Christmas, and my feet are warm.
Santa Claus is coming to town. There you go.
Exactly. That's right.
Now, we heard yesterday that the Labor Secretary, Mr. Walsh, is going to be leaving the Biden administration. Isn't that interesting?
Well, right. Now, of course, you know, I thought we were, it's all the jobs. It's jobs, jobs, jobs. It's all good. You know, everything's fine. And by the way, somehow inflation is coming down. And it was already here when Biden got here. You know, there's just all kinds of stuff we can unpack with that.
And remember when he showed up, he inherited a terrible economy and the price of fuel was up. And the first thing they did was they got the oil in line. And then they said, we're going to have oil for a little while longer. Yes, we are. We're going to have oil for a little while longer. But in the meantime, we managed to jack the price out of oil because we stopped the pipeline, this, that, and the other. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah. And then evidently, the energy problems also stem from Putin's war in Ukraine.
Yeah.
And I thought, Captain, we had an energy problem in this country because we stopped drilling for oil.
Well, Ukraine wasn't even around when he took over.
Exactly. Exactly right.
Now.
Exactly right.
Now, Senator Chuck Boy Schumer has said that the relations with China are strained, and the Biden administration is looking at other actions it can take after shooting down what it called a Chinese surveillance balloon over the weekend. What do you mean, what it called? That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, it's a military aircraft, airship, basically, in the form of a balloon. You know, it's this term balloon is, I think, what's throwing a lot of people off. It's not just it happened to be a balloon, but it was specifically designed to fly so high up that a jet can't really get up to even get near it, really, at that altitude. But it was all nefarious. And,
well,
you know, it was interesting, Captain, because, well, the commander of NORAD said, well, there wasn't any hostile intent. Well, it may not have been firing a missile at the United States, but it was, the intent was certainly hostile because it was there to spy.
Our U-2 spy plane flies at 70,000 feet.
That's true, yes.
So they're up even higher than the balloons were.
Well, exactly. But the idea is that, of course, the typical military fighter jets don't fly that high, evidently. But even so, the whole thing is a provocative act. China, how can they possibly think that they're going to keep some kind of very even diplomatic, you know, progression going on when they're obviously demonstrating that they are not interested in that kind of relationship, but yet they are going to further their own interests? It's not surprising, but it's something that the president has to deal with and should come clean with the American people about.
Okay, so Joe Biden managed to tell you and the rest of the country and the world how good Americans had it and how good things have become under his economic strategy. Am I missing something here?
Well,
it's all about the messaging. You know, the other day, Pete Buttigieg was talking about the upcoming State of the Union and basically said, you know, I'm just paraphrasing here, but somehow these ideas that the Democrats have don't sell themselves, evidently. Captain, I thought the best ideas you can have are the ones that sell themselves. And so, again, it went back to this notion of messaging. So that's what the Democrats are really all about. They're about messaging. You just didn't hear this right. We didn't tell it to you the right way. And that's why you don't understand, and that's why you think that none of this makes any sense, because we just haven't explained it to you correctly yet. But on the other hand, conservative ideas typically ring true to people. They say, yeah, this makes sense to me. Yeah, but work hard and get ahead. Oh, have a job and make money. Oh, I get it now. Yeah, that makes total sense.
Now, do you think the American people, because we haven't seen any polls, do you think the American people have bought what Biden was selling?
I don't think so. I think across the highways and byways, and this goes for both registered Republicans, registered Democrats, and especially independents, I think you're going to have the hardcore. You had a hardcore in the media on some of these different cable networks, right? That would just be, nope, well, Biden was strong. He was vigorous. He was sharp. He was competent. You know, all these kinds of things where it's already pre-written. It's just, it's already there. They just have to sort of show up and say it. But most of the American people, I think, are going to see this guy who seems like he switches from being sort of this angry guy to something else to back to that being an angry guy again. It just doesn't make, I don't think it's going to translate.
Okay. Now, our Governor Ron DeSantis has floated lowering the bar on the media defamation suits. That could make life very interesting for some of these networks.
Yes. Well, that's right. That's exactly right. Well, because it's become too much of a sport, you know, of tearing people down and saying the most egregious things and so forth. So, yeah, it might be interesting to see how something like that might pan out, because it's always now these days everything is about the politics of personal destruction. And it doesn't bode well. I mean, what will it be like 5 years from now or 10 years from now?
I don't know. What would it be?
Worse, much, much worse, I'm afraid. Unfortunately, you have too many things where people simply dig in. And gone are the days when you could have a little bit of bipartisan support on things or meeting of the minds. But everything has to be nope. It's complete. All the extremism is getting at the center that says we got to find something that's going to be good and not just perfect.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We're going to be right back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Bottom of the hour break coming up. We'll be right back after that bottom of the hour break. So don't go nowhere. I'll be back with more.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600. First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
U.S. USA News Update. LeBron James is now the all-time leading scorer in NBA history. He needed 36 points to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and finished with 38 in Tuesday night's loss to the Oklahoma City Thunder. LeBron James now has 38,390 points in his 20-year career. He broke the record on a jump shot late in the third quarter, then was greeted by his teammates, family, and Kareem himself in a ceremony at Center Court in Los Angeles. The death toll for the massive earthquake in Turkey and Syria is rising at a rapid pace. At last report, well over 7,000 people were dead. Thousands more are injured in both countries. The Church of England is looking into using gender-neutral terms for God. A commission will be launched after some priests asked about using more inclusive pronouns. But the priests in the church have questioned the need for changing standards that have been in place for thousands of years. A spokesperson for the church said that while God is neither male nor female, there are no plans to abolish or substantially revise current liturgies. Julio Flores, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You betcha. And I'll tell you what, I was there on Monday and saw them, and they are just the best there is when it comes to your feet or your ankles or your legs or whatnot. And they had to do a procedure on me again, an ongoing thing. No big deal. And it was taken care of, and I was in and out in about 20 minutes. So how about that? All right. Back to the phone lines we go. And Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we got a call that just came in here. Let me see. I think I know who this is, so we're going to take it. Hold on. Mr. Mike, is that you?
Yes, Captain, it's me.
What's up?
Good morning. So did you all see, I know, Captain, the last few days you're talking about President Trump being his worst enemy. And apparently now, I guess, when Governor DeSantis, I guess it was in the around 01 or 2000, he was teaching at this school in Georgia, and I guess he took pictures with some of his students. And so President Trump, I guess, said something that would basically, it was like an innuendo that, oh, well, he's, you know, hanging around underage women. Now, I love President Trump, but may I remind everybody, President Trump doesn't have clean hands either. He said at one point that when you have the kind of money I have, you can grab them and pretty much do whatever you want. What is he going to do? I mean,
he was into hookers for a long time in between wives.
Right.
Did you not know that?
But the question, how stupid can you be? Like, sit down and shut up. You're going to end up ruining it, and we're going to get another Democrat in 2024 if you keep doing this. And then we're all going to go to hell. So what do you have to say, Captain and Kyle? Thank you so much.
Well, Donald Trump is going to be his own worst enemy with his mouth if he doesn't shut up. And if he doesn't shut up, he's not going to be the presidential candidate on the Republican side. Someone else will jump in there. Who it will be, don't know. I still don't think it'll be DeSantis, but go ahead, Kyle.
Well, I tend to agree. I mean, unless DeSantis gets drafted, that would be dramatic. It would be something that we haven't seen for a while. But if it was framed in that way, it could be very, very impactful to the presidential race. But no, I agree. I think President Trump needs to just sort of map out what he wants to do, where he wants to go, what he wants to say, and avoid some of the extemporaneous things that sort of get him into hot water that's sort of always done that. But that's his personality. I don't know that he's going to change in that sense. But that being said, Captain, just briefly, I think what the GOP needs to do is I think it needs to avoid a lot of the hostility or the perceived hostility, that's a better way of putting it, and simply offer the vision of America where there's opportunity for people all walks of life, all races, all colors, all persuasions in that sense, such that the Democrats constantly want to divide, and they don't want to have a meritocracy. They want to have a politically woke, engineered society that they are at the pinnacle of. And so I think it's very, very different, very clear choices at that point.
Well, let me point out to the listening audience that it doesn't take one ship captain to steer the ship and keep it going on the straight and normal. You have to have a crew that believes in what you're doing to keep the ship doing what it's supposed to be doing, correct?
Well, of course, yes.
So consequently, when you look at it from a realistic standpoint with an administration like what Trump had, he had people in his administration that were actually working against him because they were embedded in the second and third tier levels of the government that had been put there by Obama before he left. He made some of the positions permanent, remember?
Exactly right. I'm so glad that you mentioned that, Captain, because then that really does become a house divided.
And it was. And it was.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Trump could not have the American government act with a singular purpose to effectively do the things that he clearly was elected to do.
Well, that's absolutely true, and I think that's how come he had people within the government that were trying to work against him at every turn, because that's what they were there for. They were not there to work with him. They were there to work on behalf of the liberal wing of the government that was working within there. You might call it the government within the government if you want.
Well, right. And I'm so glad that you mention it like that, because what comes to mind is this notion of power. This is what the Democrats want. They want power in perpetuity. The Democrat Party elite, they don't care how they get it. They don't care what they have to do to get it. But there's a difference between the power that they want and the empowerment of the American people to thrive. They're wholly different, wholly separate ideas. And the most people across the highways and byways would want to be on the side of empowerment.
Now, Russia is warning the United States and NATO that their involvement in the Ukraine is now threatening an unpredictable escalation of the conflict there from Russia. Now, I don't know what Russia thinks they're going to do to NATO, but if Russia were to attack a NATO country, they would bring the wrath of NATO up directly upon them, would they not?
Well, yes, theoretically, that is really true. That would be the Article 5 response. I guess one good question would be, does Putin think that if he does provoke the Article 5 response, will it really come the way that theoretically it would? And he's playing with fire, there's no doubt about that. But he's losing, or going to lose in Ukraine eventually, and just as we've been talking about, he's going to start blaming the West, he's going to blame the United States and other European countries, and lash out. You know, at some point, I think he's going to feel like he's got nothing to lose.
Now, I got a comment here from Mickey, and Mickey is in Dallas. Mickey saying, did you pick up on the fact that Joe Biden was trying to blame assault rifles again for doing the recent killings? Fact of the matter is, most of those weapons were not rifles at all. They were pistols. That's true.
Well, right. Well, that was his refrain in the State of the Union was ban assault weapons now. Ban them now. And so that's just an applause line. It's a big thing. They think they can get a lot of mileage out of that. But you're right, Captain. They're not looking comprehensively at what even the root of this violence is.
No, and Mickey just texted me back. He says, and oh, by the way, since when has a pistol become a rifle, and when does it become an assault weapon? Well, I guess it's the size of a magazine is what I've been told.
Well, right, and I would also respond to Mickey and simply say I think that the Democrat Party elite, they don't want you to have any guns. I mean, it's just a gun is a gun is a gun to them, and it's incremental. If we're just banning assault weapons, so-called assault weapons. Then they'll come for something else, and eventually it'll be for anything, any firearm that you have.
Now, we've got some interesting things going on here with the fight between the state of Florida and Disney, and it's entirely possible that Disney may lose control of its kingdom with this Florida bill that's trying to take the declared entity that makes them a tax-exempt area down there, makes
right.
them responsible for paying taxes. If they want to be a community, that's fine, but you're going to have to pay your fair share of taxes to be that community.
Right, and of course, I can imagine, Captain, the long list of litigation that will come about as a result of that, you know, if that were really tried to be implemented. And at the same time, of course, you know, we're talking about the Reedy Creek Improvement District, basically, as I recall. They take care of a lot of stuff. It's very expensive, so we'll see what happens.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Kyle Warren, and then, of course, Denise Simon will be around. Don't go anywhere. I shall be right back with more. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All of that.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140.
That's 800-932-5140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Well, Carl, I'll tell you what. That's AC/DC. Song's called Walk All Over You. And that was one of the last ones that that first lead singer did with them.
Yeah, well, I have to confess I don't recall that AC/DC track, but it's classic AC/DC, no doubt, and it sounds great.
I don't either. It was, let's see, I don't know when the guy passed away, but this was 10 years ago. It was when this song was done.
Okay.
So was it right in that time frame?
When he OD'd, good question.
When he OD'd, I think.
Good question. Good question. I'm not exactly sure, but again, it's a great legacy, though, with the AC/DC.
All right. Well, I've had a change in the weather over my way. Things have gotten a little bit worse, especially if you're going on down to the valley. From Mobile down, you're going to have fog all the way down if you're following the coastal highway down there. But, Kyle, you take it away and tell us what's going on out west.
All right, folks, don't forget we've got this dense fog advisory in the Central Valley of California starting around Bakersfield, heading all the way up through Sacramento, and now inching its way over towards the Bay Area as well. So whether you're on California Highway 99 or Interstate 5, you've got that fog to contend with as you go through the Central Valley. We've also got winter weather advisories up in Washington State near Seattle as well, where we do have a lot of snow just east of Seattle, and a little bit north of there as well. Portland, Oregon, you've got some rain in your area there. Looks like some of that moved through from earlier, but you do have rain to your west, which could be making its way towards you. We do have snow all over the north and western part of Montana tonight. This is going to include Missoula. It's also going to include parts of northern Idaho as well. We've also got winter weather advisories throughout that part of Montana as well. Near Cody, Wyoming, we do have a warning there that black ice is possible in that area. Strong storm system is expected to move north as you head into Wednesday night from that area, so do be careful out there. High winds in Cheyenne, and also, again, high winds along the border there with Colorado and Kansas. So please be careful out there.
Well, you're right about the high winds. Goodland, Kansas, you got some winds all the way down to the Oklahoma border down there, almost all the way to Amarillo, so be advised of that. And then again, we got a little patchy area where there's some breeze blowing in coming out of Rapid City over to the east, going from the west to the east. Now, we're going to have some colder temperatures and some ice. Kyle mentioned black ice. Well, we're going to have some ice in the southeastern corner tonight of Oklahoma, going over into Arkansas, the central part of Arkansas, if you will. There's rain tonight north of I-30 going up towards Little Rock in Arkansas, and that rain will take you from Arkansas almost all the way to Memphis. It's also up there in Missouri coming out of coming out of Oklahoma, and then it's going to be on 44 over towards Fort Leonard Wood before you get out of it. Then you'll be in wind the rest of the way going across over towards St. Louis on I-44. You'll have a bunch of wind blowing around up there in Illinois tonight, a bunch of wind in the central part of Indiana, as well as the western part of Ohio. Kentucky going to get real windy, and going to get windy in Tennessee tonight, too. And that's the site of things to come, as it's just going to be bringing some snow with you. Now, I will tell you that there's a combination of rain and fog up in the northeastern corner of Iowa over into the southwestern and central part of Wisconsin tonight. So you got a combination of both. Got some wind on the lake, Lake Michigan, dropping back down to the south again. We have a very large area of fog and some drizzle, some rain coming out of New Orleans going north up towards Mississippi, and almost all the way to Jackson, Mississippi. You've got fog going north that way. Now, taking a look at the East Coast, we're going to have a winter storm warning today. Buffalo over towards Rochester, and that extends over towards Ripley. Also goes up around, wraps around the lee shore of Lake Ontario on up to the St. Lawrence River. So the lake effect machine is definitely going to be kicking in the way the wind is blowing. Be advised of that probably by tonight. And into Friday, you'll have quite a big amount of snow over that way. That snow will continue up and down 87 the north way, up through Lake George and all the way up to the Quebec line. Also, you'll see it in Vermont. You'll see it in Connecticut. You'll see it in Massachusetts, in the mountains there, the Berkshires. And you'll also have a little bit of wind to deal with coming around Cape Cod. That'll get the way it is. And then we've got a little bit of wind tonight down in the Keys. Key West, a little bit of wind in the area down there tonight. All right, well, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show, first of all.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And tell us about the Pilot Flying J real quick.
Well, folks, don't forget, go to PilotFlyingJ.com, find out all about the great benefits, find out about the My Rewards Plus app where you can start saving money, enjoying two free drinks every week, and also get special offers as well. That's PilotFlyingJ.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tonight in a radio as we do the Thursday morning rendition, and you have yourself a great day and enjoy the weather out there.
Thanks, Captain. Talk to you soon.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him and appreciate what he does for the program. And by the way, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that would be FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
What'd you think of the State of the Union speech?
Well, I find the only person that said anything that I agreed with that picked up on it as I did was Britt Hume, because I can't tell you how many times Biden slurred his words. I mean, and he mumbled. I mean, he started off the speech that way. About seven or eight times, I turned around to my husband and I said, what did he just say? Because his words were slurred like he, had, acorns in his mouth.
Yeah.
Then he got Chuck Schumer's title wrong, started that off, he called him the minority leader. Then he said he created 12 million jobs, which he didn't.
Right.
Then he proposed all of these things, all social programs, for more spending. I don't know. It was all you really had to do was just look at the difference of the appearances and the looks on the faces between Kamala Harris and Kevin McCarthy sitting behind him.
It was tough for McCarthy to keep a straight face, but he did through most of it. Kamala was just like a little kid with her hands in a cookie jar. All right, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, we'll have some audio of what our fearless leader said, and we'll also have some comments from Marjorie Taylor Greene. Love it, love it, love it. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.